Did you niggas forget? It's some old niggas still out there. And we need your help right now, motherfucker. Who is that Jew that helped make you? I need to know that Jew too. To sum it up, between right and wrong, in the topic of the conscience of a nigga, you got one nigga that's a good nigga, an undamaged nigga, and the other nigga is evil, morally and malicious. That's a bad nigga. A male nigga or a female nigga. They say nigga is a highly offensive term or an extremely offensive word for a black person or for a dark-skinned person. Now, for all you motherfuckers that like to research, Google shit and look on Wikipedia and all that bullshit, not knowing who owns that shit and who puts those words in that shit for you to say, well, I checked it on this and I searched it on there. Well, the word nigga is in the English language. And the word originated as a neutral term referring to black people or the color black, as a variation of the Spanish noun, a descendant of the adjective color black. Now, by the mid-20th century, particularly in the United States, its usage had become specifically to black people. Now, Kenneth Tricky Williams, personally, I don't give a fuck about the study or the history of the word nigga, as it has been defined by white people who own the databases of all the encyclopedias and the search engines. So ask me, do I give a fuck? I have personally lived in Australia, and I have seen the Aboriginal Australians, the original black people. I have sat down with the original Cameroon Nigerians. I have also personally sat and have eaten with Southern African Zimbabwe kings, motherfucker, in the United States. And they were the ones, the South African, Southern African Zimbabwe kings, they were the ones who educated me about the differences between Western and Southern Africans in the African culture. And in my conclusion, those niggas are fucked up. They get to talking in a language that I don't understand, and then they have the motherfucking nerve to treat me like a second-class citizen. And I'm from the United States of America. And these motherfuckers are in the United States, not trying to get paid. These motherfuckers are getting paid in America, off America. When I was in the United States Navy, in the Persian Gulf War, and serving my motherfucking country, the black niggas in Africa told me that I was an Uncle Tom nigga from America with no knowledge and no history of who I am or where I came from, and that I was a sellout. Ain't that a bitch? Should I be angry with myself as an individual? Should I be angry with the African black culture and the race of people, the American and European white culture? or the authors of American history? Or should I just recognize, understand, and ignore the state of ignorance? The more we search for the truth from within our hidden hearts, the more truth will be revealed to us about self. Something happens deep within when people start looking for the truth that pertains to them and not to other motherfuckers. If you want to look for the truth, motherfucker, find out the truth about yourself. Self-evaluation causes the most unruly person to pause, motherfucker, and look at themselves from a different perspective. How do we see self? And are we willing to accept what we learn about ourselves and not be in denial about self-observation? After being sick and tired of being sick and tired, I became aware of how important it is for me to listen, to hear, and to understand before I open my own motherfucking mouth. Now, I am beginning to accept wisdom's teachings. And with a humble heart, I tap into the truth about mercy and grace, realizing it was never about me. And that's when it hurt the most. Just knowing it's not about me, motherfucker.